Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wiggly.
Yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mo. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy, Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the Queen of Trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
Yo, what's happening? This that nigga Sam.
Wow.
I got my partner, the D.I.G. and Mr. Marcello up in here, you heard me?
Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers is suicide. Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide.
I love the streets and it's the code of it. A lot of shit go down, but look, they got more of it. To all my gangsters, that a shame, yeah. In case the war keeps one in the chamber. Cause when you aim fuck, with the shooting that kill that. Boomerang, you turn that shoot when they peel back. Crescent City, nigga, what? Tech and Billy, nigga, what? AK-47, weapon reaper killers. On the brightest days of sunshine, it rain like a stone. In the cloudy night, salt the sunlight from a fire on. All time to get the power on the coward zone. Ain't nothing left, not a breath to survive, to put the flowers on.
Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide. Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide. Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide. Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide.
Camouflage, niggas keep the clocks up and pop on that any nigga who talk shit and be with that mouth. No, my gun sprouting off at all, y'all. Multiple murders from the boot top. I watch, dog. Ain't nothing changed. I still drop, y'all. Just because I rap don't mean I won't be with niggas in the street. Cause being a thug and fatigue is inside of my jeans. I put one between your EYE and make sure your DIE fucking with DIG. You looking for me? But here I be, strapped tight with two clocks and not afraid to shoot. Camouflage niggas never die. Now what you won't do? Here we go again, fucking you up, you and your crew. Nigga, what, nigga?
Camouflage niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide. Camouflage niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide. Camouflage niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide. Camouflage niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide.
Soldiers and troops are bow face, then you salute. Duck when we shoot. Soldier box and Timberland loops. Shoot from the roof. Even ATF gets spooked. It's understood. As soon as you enter my hood, shooter get shot. Papa get popped. Robber get dropped. Surrounded by SWAT. Murder the cop. You think not, the top on this knot. You drop from a block. 30 shot Glock. Infrared niggas. Empty your spot. Back know you we locked. So you never know what'll happen. Soldiers. So you know we stay prepared for action. Project living with royal, for real unforbidden. Hot spots with legal locks, BB money go getting.
Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide. Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide. Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
Fucking with the soldiers, it's suicide. Camouflage, niggas never die.
Soldiers for life.
like fucking with them soldiers is suicide.
And we now tune in to episode 444. Man, we the hardest working radio guys in the business. I'm your host, King Eric. Tune in to another episode of Off the Cuff Radio alongside my partner, T-Max.
What a do, y'all. What a do. We started off a fantastic Sunday morning. Shout out to Nick Garcia, 305, who joined us earlier this a.m. And we did it for all of Florida in the southern states. And now keeping it great the OTC way, we once again got to take it back down to the N.O., New Orleans. That's right, y'all. We
you
doing
know
it
what?
The third
You know
Warden.
What, brother? You know what, brother? We couldn't go to the N.O. without our partner in crime, Pittsburgh Pat in the building.
Pat, what is
Yo.
You
Yo, I ain't booking no rappers no more, man. I'm booking soldiers only. What's going on, yo?
Pat, it's great to have you with us, man. This is great. I mean, look.
Yeah,
look,
man.
Look. And I mean, you know what?
Yeah.
What? Look, you're one of the most truest soldiers we know representing for the South, man. In terms of being a fan of it, I mean, this show.
Yeah, but
we doing
I mean, a lot of people don't know this, man. Like if y'all came to Pittsburgh, like y'all would for real. If you closed your eyes, you would think you were in New Orleans. Like Soulja Slim, we were raised off of Soulja Slim. Like when I was 8 years old, I knew Magnolia Slim. Like we didn't discover Soulja Slim when he signed a No Limit. Like we were raised off of Slim. You would think Slim was from Pittsburgh. Like that's how much our city rocks with him. Like if y'all remember Hardo, the dude that signed with T.I. a while back, if you look at his music, man, it's all New Orleans references. He uses terms like Wody and My Round, and you know, he has a bunch of shit called Soulja shit, Free BG, Free C Murder, like we were raised off that Noya shit, you know what I mean? So, like, when it comes to, you know, that soldier music, man, like, that shit ain't, you know, these dudes ain't rappers to me, man. Like, they was provided the blueprint on how to move, like, how to be men, you know what I mean? Like, they raised us, like, for real, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all these guys, you know, everybody from Slim to the man we have on the line right now, like, the dudes weren't rappers to me, you know? You heard me? Like, they're, like, real motherfuckers to me. Like, they, you know, provided a blueprint, like, a guide on how to be a stand-up dude, how to be a real one, you know what I'm saying? Like, they all mean a lot to me, man, for real. Like I said, from Soulja Slim all the way down to anybody, like, you know, name them. You know, we rock with them heavy.
Without further ado, matter of fact, I'm going to let you do the intro, man. Who we got on the line? Who we got on the line waiting?
Man, look, we got a dude that, in my opinion, this dude, you know, he was one of the more, like, anticipated artists to come, you know, on that No Limit, like, the No Limit albums that didn't happen. He was one of those guys everybody was waiting for because we heard him on songs with Mac and Silk. Like, we heard him do verses, and everyone's like, damn, who's this dude? And we, you know, we were waiting for that album on No Limit, and it just didn't drop. But real motherfuckers that know the music and know that culture, we familiar with this dude. Like, I know this dude's music, and he's a real one, man. This dude ain't just some guy that was signed to No Limit. Nah, like, this dude is an official dude. Some people know him as Magnolia Sam. Others know him as Samo. Let's bring him on, man, a real soldier. What's going on, Sam?
What up? I'm cooling, yo.
What's good,
with
man?
Great to have you with us.
Man, it's a pleasure to be on, bro. I heard you say something, bro, about Soulja Slim said, well, we call him Magnolia Slim.
Yeah.
Said the music kind of taught you how to be a man and morals and code. That's what growing up in the Magnolia Project taught us. That's why the music come across as that. Like, I was able to describe it until I heard you say that a minute ago.
I like a bunch of rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like a bunch of rappers,
yeah.
But growing up listening to Slim and C and BG, like all those dudes, like that was like, you know, not to sound corny or cliche, but like that raised me. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's, you know, I was in situations in my life where that music guided me through that. Like I knew what to do in those situations because of their music. Like it was a way of life, you know what I mean? And like they taught you how to be men, like, you know, you ain't had to be like in the streets to even, you know, a motherfucker at a desk job
prime
can't
example,
relate to that music.
Prime
they taught
example,
you how to deal with struggle,
example,
period.
Prime example is Mac. No drug use, no gang banging, none of that other. He's just a solid, real motherfucker.
Yeah, definitely, man.
You know, definitely that.
Yeah,
definitely,
man.
So, like, let's dive into Magnolia, man. Like, how'd you get your start in music? And, you know, I definitely want to talk about Slim and C Murder and Max Home and, we want to touch on all that, but also I want to talk about your music and everything too. And, you know, so like, what was it like growing up and coming up, and when did you see your opportunity to get into the game and all that, man?
It was honestly music. It was just something we were doing, but Mac really put it in my mind to, like, chase it as, you know, to be serious and go for it. Mac was really my influence into making music. Totally, it's all him. Like, nobody else. It was totally Mac. He influenced me. Like, man, look, do this. This is what we need to be doing. It was all him. Like, I didn't have a thought. Like, being a rapper was the last thing on my mind. I thought I was going to the NBA.
Oh, wow. Wow, man, that's great, man. But what was it like for you when you heard the news that Mac was coming home?
I heard the news about 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I heard the news about 2 years ago, man. So it was kind of unexpected that he got out as soon as he did after his parole, because after the parole hearing, you usually have to wait a week. But shit, they let him right out like 10 minutes after the parole hearing. But we all, you know, I kept in touch with him the whole time he was in there. So him being home is not, you know, him being home is grateful for his family. But we were never apart, you know what I'm saying? Like, we kept in touch the entire 21 years.
That's what's up, man. That's good to hear, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I, like, when the hurricane hit New Orleans, like, I reached out to BG's mom and Soulja Slim's mom, make sure they were good.
Yeah.
And I always wrote Mac. Like, I did a few years, too. I wrote Team Murder, Mac. I write the Little Real One. I write I wrote the everybody, you know what I mean? Just because, like I said, like, these dudes weren't rappers. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
Like, Mac said this thing when he came home. He said this, and I think it just summed it all up perfectly. He said he didn't want to present the illusion that his situation was easy or anything like that. He said it was hard, but when you're a soldier, I don't know the exact quote, but you are willing and you know exactly how to handle any and every situation that comes to you. And that just, to me, that just summed it all up. And that's why the people that know you guys' music, like I said, you don't have to be in the street. You could work at McDonald's and relate to the music just because it tells you how to deal with any adversity. You know what I'm saying?
Like period. Like any adversity in life. That's how I look at music also.
Yeah.
It raised me too. Like, I was listening to Mac and Soulja Slim. I'm older than both of them. And they were making music when they were kids. Like, I'm older than both of those guys. And they were making music that inspired me when we were young. Like, Slim had a song out. He was 13 years old, 14 years old. Song out on the radio at clubs.
That's crazy.
And one thing one thing about it, man, coming from that cloth y'all did down in Louisiana, you know, New Orleans, you know, Baton Rouge, I mean, your whole state has legends. I mean, we're talking about Boosie. We know, you know, we're talking about Currency. We're talking about OG Bezel. You know, I mean, you know, we mentioned Mac and Soulja Slim. I mean, we talk about Bill.
I want to throw C-Loke in there, too. I want to throw C-Loke in there, too, because,
you know, I think
C-Loke was
Currency is the ultimate example of not giving up. Like, sticking to it, like, this is what I want, and I'm going to go get it. Like, he is the ultimate example of that. I watched him grind from the bottom to the top. I watched it. The struggles, all that. And he stayed persistent in it, and he got it done.
Because how many times do we see artists, they sign to big labels, and it doesn't work out, and then you just never hear from them again? Currency was the exact opposite. He was signed to No Limit, signed to Cash Money, Young Money. And he was even signed to Damon Dash. And those, them situations didn't play out the way he wanted them to, but he never disappeared. He just kept grinding.
He never gave up. Yep.
And now look at him. Like, that dude has his own label. It's successful. Mm-hmm. He signed Fiend. You know, T.Y., B.G. Son, T.Y. is on that label. Marcello.
Yeah.
So, like, he just was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it myself. And look, he got a song with everybody. Like, everybody rocks with Currency.
Yeah, everybody. He's
you know,
a cool dude.
And
bro.
It's crazy. It's crazy because I always knew who Currency was. Like, he was on Slim's album and shit. And, you know, he was on the 504 Boys and all that. And then, like, I remember him being with Wayne and all that. I just never,
Check this out. When we were running around with No Limit and True Records, he was the advocate for do not smoke. It's killing your brain cells.
Oh, wow.
you're killing your brain cells. We laugh about it to this day. We're killing your brain cells, man.
Yeah, that's like Dre on Express Yourself. You know, smoke a weed on the mic, cause brain damage and all that, and then he has the chronic couple years later. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's like, hell yeah. That's crazy, but you're right, man. Like, that hustle the Currency has,
man. The first time I saw him smoke, I was like, man, what? Blew my mind.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would have never guessed that from him, man, for sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you look at, and when you look at what he did,
My bad. I had to leave for a second, man. But
you good.
Going furthermore about your background, man. Like, how did you become a part of the No Limit roster, and what was that meeting with
Mac? It's funny, man. It was, you know, I was running with Mac. Like, I was up in Baton Rouge while Mac was signed. You know what I'm saying? But I really wasn't no rapper. I didn't know I was writing bars or anything. But we went to go hoop at LSU. Me, Mac, see, it was everybody. Half the label was in the gym. We were just hooping. I wasn't signed. I was just a Mac homeboy. And we were hooping, and P walked in the gym. And we just was, like, it felt like we was back in home in the project, hooping in the project. And afterwards, you know, we went outside and talked. We just running, shooting shit. And Mac introduced me to him. He was like, this is my partner, Sam. So he just was, I guess he just felt like I was a cool person or whatever. So maybe a day later he had his back up like, hey, man, just break down by the crib. So he brought me by the crib, and we went in the studio, not knowing that I rap or anything. CeeLo's put on the beat to the song from Mercedes, the Camouflage song. And I started rapping to him. So we just ran the shit all night, man. And a week later, he was calling to sign me off of that verse.
Wow. So you wasn't really into rapping at all? Like, it wasn't like
man,
a goal?
I didn't even know how to rap in bars, man. Like, DJ Wop.
That's crazy.
Wop taught me how to rap. Because after P said he wanted to sign me, I was like, man, let me put like some music together so he could hear. We went in there. Wop showed me how to rap in bars. P never heard that demo, but he still signed me.
Man, that's crazy. Because, like, your verses and shit, like, you ain't no slouch. Like, going back and listening to some of your shit, man, like, you would have never guessed that, man. Like, it just came natural to you, huh?
Yeah, but it's different for me going back and listening to it. I'd be like, damn, that shit was corny.
That's crazy,
like, me
man.
Going back and listening to it, I'd be like, wow, that shit was corny. They actually like that. I think the only, like, my real true song
So, like, as I got further along in that was the I had got into my groove on the Silk album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you on that Silk album.
Every song except for Paradise and Camouflage was a song for my album that I gave away for Silk album, C album, and P 504 Boy album, the Moving Things. All that was a song for my stuff that I gave to them.
Oh wow! So the breakup of No Limit, like how did that affect you? And like, did you see it coming? And like, did you realize that you just weren't gonna have your album dropped?
Man, it was actually happening as I was beginning my time there, because by the time I was there, Beats by the Pound was already gone.
Slim was gone too, right?
Mia was gone. Slim was in jail when I was at No Limit.
Oh,
Slim was still on No Limit,
yeah.
But he went to jail. He went to jail before I got signed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, with nobody really there, it was all those new people. P was playing basketball, and nobody was just in charge. You had to wait for P to come back. P just had got real busy. He was wearing too many hats to run the label.
I feel you.
You know, not to run it effectively. He was wearing a lot
we,
of hats.
We get what you're saying,
in different way. Yeah,
we get what you're saying, Sam. Because
he was just doing too much.
During that time, that's when, you know, the movies started taking off of him and
such.
You know, and of course he was trying to play basketball in the NBA at the time. So anybody who knows the history, you know, knows that he was like really, really, really doing a lot of things to where was
he? You wouldn't see him for months, man.
So I mean, growing up out there, man, in Baton Rouge in Louisiana, man, because I mean, we do this, you know, for all. We do it for Fletcher Dibb, we do this for Dixon, Lower Ninth, Tulane Gravier, Girtown, Desire, Third Ward, Ninth Ward. I mean, growing up out there, and of course, you know, you got a lot of ball players. Of course, you know, Randy Livingston, you know, coming from there as well. You know,
the GOAT.
Because you mentioned
the GOAT, Randy.
Yeah,
that was LeBron before LeBron.
For those, and we're showing our age when we say this, if y'all never saw Randy Livingston back in the day, especially when he was hooping at
man,
LSU before he
out.
Made his, man, Randy was that. Randy was serious. Yeah.
He was playing with grown men when he was 13, man. I used to see him play with grown men when he was 13. I mean, just handling grown men.
Yeah, Randy was serious. What was it like growing
up?
Yeah.
It was unique. I'm gonna use the word unique. So you could it could be one day in our project, you could have the worst thing happen to you, and you could also have the best thing happen to you. Like it was a roller coaster growing up there. Like you never knew what to expect coming outside that day. You didn't know if you was gonna have a duck shot. You didn't know if you was gonna win some money. You didn't know anything. It was unique, like it was different. Like I've never experienced nothing like that, and I've never heard of nothing like that. It was just different. That place was just everything. It was just, you know, we got the actor Yahya Abdul-Mateen. He's from the Magnolia Project.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Handyman, yeah. He's from the Magnolia Project.
Man, that's crazy, man.
Yep.
And what is
Magnolia,
it about
you there? You need to do a movie like that alone on the Magnolia Project.
What'd you say?
They need to do a movie alone on the Magnolia Project.
Oh, we kinda, I've been talking to a few people, and we're trying to get something going. I think it needs to be told, but it's a lot of stuff that we would have to leave out. You really can't tell.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, New Orleans in general, man, like, there's just so much. Like, the culture just means so much. Like, New Orleans culture, like, the impact you have, like, that's why in 2021, you still hear people hoping for, like, a Hot Boys reunion when BG come home. You still, you see the No Limit reunion tour.
What's funny about, you say Hot Boys, I kid you not, me, C, Mac, man, we were crazy Hot Boy fans. Hell yeah, Turk
really?
Was like, ah, like 98, 99. Turk was like, we was like, I'm not Turk, Lil Wayne. We was just like, man, who is this kid they got over there?
Yeah, it was crazy seeing Wayne blow up like that. Cause I mean, you know, I was a Hot Boys fan too.
We saw it.
I'm not gonna front. I didn't see it.
And everything.
I loved Wayne. Like I loved the old Hot Boy Wayne, but I'm not gonna lie. I didn't see it. I didn't see him getting to where he is. I don't know. I just missed it. You know what I mean? I loved the Hot Boy Wayne.
I didn't know he was going to get that way either, because everybody has now as being the guy.
I'm glad he did it. You know, I'm proud of Wayne. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see it, but it's great what he became, man. And, like, anybody from that era, like, from New Orleans, like, I root for all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm proud of them. Like, you know what I mean? Even if there's shit that I don't like and stuff, you know. Like, Wayne does his own thing, man, and more power to him. Like, you know, he does his own thing, and good for him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but, you know, it's great that he made it, stuff because we've seen too many people that are so talented and, like, you know, like, hearing the song Slow Motion from Slim, I can't even really listen to that song just because
it hurts. It's a version without Juvenile.
Yeah, the original version. I got that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the original Slow Motion, without Juvie.
Yeah, people don't believe me. I'm like, man, it's a version without
a lot of
Juvie,
people don't know that. It's people, out there. Yeah. You can find it if you look for it. It's out there. But, like, when I hear that song, man, like, it hurts, like, to hear it because, like, Juvenile is a talented motherfucker. Like, if you think about it, like, with Back That Ass Up, that's, like, that was, like, that era's Baby Got Back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it was. They did it again with Slow Motion.
Like that,
you know what I'm saying? And if you think about it, he kind of did it again with Slow Motion and Know Your Clap. Like, he had that, like, you know, he knew how to make, like, an anthem like that.
Know Your Clap was an original Wacko song.
Yeah. Definitely was. Definitely was a Wacko joint. Yep.
It was original Wacko song, all Wacko.
And when I hear that Slim, the Slow Motion joint with Slim, it hurts to hear that record because, like, that song would have opened up every single door for Slim because, like, hear the rumors about him flirting with labels and shit.
That song was on the release. Slim was trying to get a video done for that song way before he was murdered. Like, he was trying to get that done. Like, Slim knew it was a hit. He knew it was one.
Yeah, I mean, if you hear Juvenile tell the story, that was a Soulja Slim song. And he wanted Juvie to put it on his album because he felt that it would get more life being on a major label as opposed to on his album. And that's why Juvenile won't take credit for that number one hit because he's like, that's Slim's song. That's not my song. But, like, that song would have catapulted him. Yeah, like, it would have catapulted Slim, and he would have been – like everything would have fell into place for him. So, like, it hurts.
The song I wanted Slim to release was that.
I love that joint, man.
See,
I love that joint.
I told him, I said, man, that's the one. That gonna take you commercial. That gonna take you everywhere. They gonna play that in commercials, stadiums. That was the one. I always thought that was the song. Before, you know, everything happened before he got a chance to really do what he wanted to do with the album.
That song was. I love that record, man. That whole album, and I mean, if he would have got the chance, like, look at the talent he had, too. Like, Little Real One, 12 O'Clock, all those guys, like, Trey Nitty, all those guys.
Yeah.
Like, man, he had the crew to go with it. Like, Little Real One was a lyricist, man. That dude could spit.
Yeah,
all of them could.
His wordplay was impeccable. The way he put those words together. His rhyme pattern was crazy.
Yeah, like, so he had, like, the whole, you know, all of them did, man. Like, Mac, like, you know, Mac bring up a dude like you and see, like, he always had the eye for talent. Like, it's a shame that they got, like, everything, like, so much tragedy happened.
Yeah,
so many,
it was just crazy.
You know?
Like, it was all happening just right behind each other, too.
I know it was all within a couple of years of each other, you know, because we're creeping up on the anniversary of Slim's passing. You know what I mean?
It'll be
like,
in 2 days, man. 5 days.
Yeah. And like when Jizzle, when BG said that line, they stole my dog. I wasn't able to eat, bro. Like that shit hit me so hard because like me and my brother for real did not eat Thanksgiving that year. Cause like we were for real sick. Like we were depressed, man. Like we
sick, man. That was like that was disheartening, man. That was the worst.
Yeah, man, and that's what I'm saying. Like, when I hear Slow Motion and shit, like, I can't listen to that song just because I know what it did for
it
Slim.
It took me a while.
And, like,
while.
I'm not the type of dude that gives a fuck about record sales and all that shit, but, like,
yeah.
I also want to see people get what they deserve, you know what I mean? Like, Slim at least deserved the opportunity, like, people like Mike Jones got.
I always
like,
say
give
that.
Him the
I
year.
Always say that he didn't get the chance that he deserved.
Yeah, for like if you would have gave him in. Like the 1 year to shine, like if you would have gave him like the opportunity that like Paul Wall, Mike Jones, like that Houston movement,
yeah,
like that year,
Houston.
That 2005, that they got
yeah.
that push where if you would have gave Slim that opportunity where he could have put out the Cutthroat Committee and you know his shit with BG, like all that stuff, man, he would have been solidified for years to come. And
yeah,
who knows, like, what could have became from that, you know, because Slim was a real dude. And, I mean, he was Magnolia Slim. So you know how many artists, like, how many people would have been able to benefit off of that, too. Because once
True.
Slim was gone, man,
True.
And Mac was
and
gone,
how real he
and
was.
He was
yeah,
locked.
Just how real he was.
You know?
I'm gonna tell you, just how real he was. Story. It was after No Limit. I was still signed. I wasn't officially off the label yet. And he had came home. And he did that album with P, The Streets Made Me. He did The Streets Made Me album. And he saw me. He saw me one day. He was like, man, what is you doing around here? And he said, man, you on a platinum album, man. I heard you in the joint. He said, man, so you got some shit with you, boy. What the hell you doing around here on a bike? We joked, we laughed, and like a week later, he called me. He didn't even know where I lived because the projects were torn down by then. He found out where I lived, which was probably easy. He could just ask anybody. He pulled up on me. He picked me up. He took me to the studio, and we went back to his crib, and he explained the whole thing what he was doing with Cutthroat Committee. He said, nigga, you down with it. He said, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. He said, you fucking with this.
Wow.
He gave me his whole, he told me the whole blueprint, what he was trying to do in the game.
Wow. And you know
and it was
he
just me and him.
No,
it was just me and him. And he had Mac on the phone. He was in the studio one night, he had Mac on the phone. He's like, Mac, I got your dog with me. I got him. He's straight. He with me now.
Wow.
And you know he would have lived up to that. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
of course,
well.
He was a man of his word.
Yeah.
He said what he mean. He mean what he said.
Yeah. If you know, it's like you never, people like that we know through Slim, like not a fraud amongst them. You know what I'm saying? Like all you guys are official.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like everybody he rocked with, like, and all his real fans, like we know that's why all of y'all mean so much to us because like Slim was that dude. C Murder was that dude. Max, that dude. So like
man,
we appreciate
all the love y'all show them, man. We appreciate that shit. We show tell them I send your
Dang,
page to
you
Max.
Know,
I send your page
like
to everybody, man. Because we appreciate all the love and support that they get.
Yeah, and like and I mean this, like I'm sure you know you hear this type of shit all the time, man. But like I genuinely mean this. As long as I'm affiliated with anything, man, like anybody from the Noya. Like, you, anytime you got a record out, like, man, just make sure I see it. Man, we'll play it whenever. If you need to do another interview,
they
got you.
They left.
Like, for real, man. Like, anything that, like, for real, just, you got my DM, man, just hit my DM with anything,
yeah,
man. Like, you know, I try to support everybody from the New Year 100,000%, you know what I mean? Anybody
sure,
from New Orleans,
love,
period, you know what I'm
too.
Saying? Because I did see on your Instagram that you got some music with Papa?
Yeah, actually his brother Vito has his music. Papa used to let me use his music every time I went to the city. That's one thing he did. He'll pull up on you, and you ain't listening to your music. You listening to his. He gonna play all his music. So his brother, after he passed, I ran into his brother, and that's the same. He paid me some new music, man. Out of this world.
Cool, cool. Yeah, rest in peace to Papa, man. That shit hurt hearing that.
Definitely.
Yeah, that shit hurt.
That's my running partner. That's my running partner at No Limit, man. You see sound, you see pie.
Yeah, that I had just hit him up like a couple weeks before that and told him like, yo, man, like, cause Facebook be tripping now, man. Like, I quoted a song lyric and got fucking banned for 30 days. Came back 2 days. I don't even know what I did to get banned again. So, like, they just blocked my shit. So, like, I took some time. I used to be on a different show, and I took some time off. And I'm trying to get back into it and shit, you know what I mean? And, like, I've been down with this show for years. Like, I had these guys on my show years ago, and we were on their show, and I just always kept a good relationship with the main host here, King Eric. And, yo, he assured me I always got a home, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I wanted to take this shit serious, you know what I mean? I didn't want to come back in and just half-ass it and shit. And I also, you know, because I got some connects with some pretty big artists and shit, you know what I mean? Like, I've interviewed, like, 3-6 Mafia and shit. Like, you know, I got some connects with some big names, but I was raised on that soldier music, man, so I always want to make sure that any platform I have, I open that door for the artist that, like, mean the most for any real soldier fan, like, anybody means everybody's equal, you know what I mean? Like, your music, your album, that means the same as a Slim album, like a C Murder album, like everybody is equal. That nobody's just some tag along artist or some unknown guy. Like, nah, man, like, you know, you rock with Slim and Mac, all those guys. So supporting you is keeping that legacy alive as well. So, like, I always want to give you the floor to tell your story, and your shit is just as important. You know what I mean? Because you're a part of that legacy. And, you know, anytime any platform I ever have, man, for real, you're welcome to it. Everybody is. Like, I hit up a bunch of people. You hit me back with the quickness yesterday. Like, I'm
That's
like, yo,
how
man,
goes,
I'm trying
man.
To get you for an interview. You're like, tomorrow, 7:30,
left,
what's
man.
Up?
Come on, man. That's how it is, man. I'm a man of my word, and I'm, to quote Max Manager, I'm reliable. No matter how big, no matter how small. And that's
man.
The quality I learned growing up in the project, man. You got to be a man of your word.
That's yeah, man.
Game,
like,
man.
There's been a lot of artists that, like, you know, they've even reached out to me to be on the show. I book them, and then they don't show up. They ghost me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even sweat for 1 second if you were going to call or not. Like, I already knew you was going to call. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
lost track of the time. I looked. I'm like, oh, shit. It's that time. I got online. I texted my man. I'm like, yo, I'm like, this is my area code. I'm on the line. He's like, I got you. I'm like, Sam already calling? He's like, yeah, he on the line right now. I was like, man, I knew he would be, you know what I'm saying? Right on time, man. We appreciate that shit, man, because all of us have been stood up by people and shit, you know what I mean? People waste our time and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so we appreciate that shit, man, for real. But, so what you got cooking up, though, man?
Well,
what you got cooking up?
I got the Magnolia Tale 2 size out already. But I got this joint. I got two, actually. I have the Off Belmont project. It's complete. Just probably waiting on a feature from Mac, and I'm waiting on a feature from Kitty Black, and that'll be done.
Ooh.
And I got another one coming right back out to that. That one coming out January 21st through XLP Distribution.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
And I got the single out right now with Jabot. It's called She Can Get It.
Man, that's what's
actually,
up.
Actually, that's what I want. I'm going to remix that and add Mac so I can have a joint with Mac and Jabot, Two Birds, One Stone.
Oh,
and I'm working
man,
on one
up.
Right now called Project Baby.
Yeah, I need to hear this, man. Yeah, make sure
guys,
I hear all this,
guys,
man.
Guys, I had to apologize for a minute, man. I had to go in and probably take another drink because I'm seeing the Lakers getting beat again. I ain't having no good luck with sports. And my Raiders been flopping. Lakers been flopping.
Oh, man.
I might just cut the winter towel.
Man, my Steelers about to come on here soon, man. So we play in L.A. tonight, man. But
yeah, I'm a Steeler head like a motherfucker.
Hey, you
yeah, I'm
a
Steeler like, nation like that,
yeah,
man.
Take a drink on that one,
man. That's what's up, man. That's what's
LeBron,
up.
He
yeah,
got,
yeah, Steeler
LeBron
nation.
Got ejected.
Them was
he
a Steeler fan, right?
Somebody. LeBron got ejected fighting somebody.
Wait, what's that?
LeBron
I
got ejected.
Them was a Laker fan. Got ejected.
Damn. He got ejected? That's crazy.
Yeah, he hit
somebody.
Yeah, he got it too.
LeBron
was a Detroit player.
Oh, he, on purpose, he was tired.
Damn, that's crazy. You didn't hear that
he
shit too much. So January 21st is the new
January 21st off Belmont. Yep.
Yeah, you can believe
right
it. You'll get. You will get the support from us here at Off the Cuff Radio, man. And you know, like I said,
definitely.
Anytime that you need me to share something, post something, man, just reach out to me, man. Like, I got you.
Stay left, man. I'm drop it in your DM. Stay left.
Yeah, definitely, man. I don't care if it's 20 times a day, bro. Like, just make sure I see something, man. And
line,
I got you, man.
You got it.
Look, man. We're going to go ahead and let you roll out, man. You know, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we'd love to have you back,
no
man.
Doubt,
but I want to give you the floor to, you know, plug your social media, any, like, shows or how people can get a hold of you for features or anything you want to say right now. You know, we got over 52,000 followers on YouTube. We're all on social media and shit, so, like, your words will get out there. And like I said, you always got our support, man, and yo, so I want to give you the floor, man. Go ahead and rock out, man. Like, let them know everything you want them to know.
So, you can go ahead. You can follow me at Sammo of Belmont on Instagram. Anything you need is just hit me in my DM. I'm answering off top. It's not private, so you straight. You get to me. Any features, just hit me up. I'm getting them right back to you. And first and foremost, Free C Murder, rest in peace, Magnolia Slim. Free BG, and I'm so glad I ain't got to say Free Mac no more.
Definitely. Definitely,
yeah.
Man. And like I said, man, you got our support 100%. Like, it would be impossible for you to go on any show in a friendlier environment, man. Like, I actually fuck with you. And, you know, I know your music and shit. Like, I'm a real fan. And like I said, as long as I'm on a platform, man, like, that platform is yours, man. You're welcome back anytime. Like, once your album's coming, if you want to come back on, I'm sure Eric won't mind if you came back on to plug it. We can play a couple joints off of it and everything.
Amen.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, thanks again for coming on.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Thanks a lot for coming on, man.
Me,
and we'll be in touch, man, for real.
All right, one.
Thanks a lot, man.
Ciao. Yeah.
All right, man. That was.
I normally don't drink, man, but I'm about to take a shot for this one, man. We know it's bad when LeBron out there fighting.
I'm surprised to hear him. He got ejected for fighting. That's crazy.
Yeah,
who'd he fight? Who'd he fight?
The guy charging him, he got a bloody eye. Like, wow.
He fought Isaiah Stewart from the Pistons.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, yeah,
hey,
so apparently what happened
was, model.
So apparently what happened was there was a play and LeBron elbowed him in the face, and, you know, fuckery ensued after that.
Wow. Yeah. But yeah, thanks for letting me have Sam on the show, guys. Like, yo, like I said, like, now that I'm unbanned off social media, I want to you know, I want to be a little more active and get some more guests on the show and, you know, be a little more active in this shit. And, you know, I'm going to try to bring some big guests. And, you know, I always got to support, like, the Louisiana movement, you know what I'm saying, because those guys mean a lot to me. And they don't always get the love that they deserve, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, with Slim gone, Mac just came home, thankfully, but with C locked up, BG locked up, there's a lot of guys that, you know, aren't getting the push that they deserve, man. So I like to reach out to those guys and give them an opportunity, you know what I mean, to tell their story. And, you know, some of those guys need, you know, they need that love, man. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I appreciate you guys for having Sam on. He's a good dude, too, man.
Oh, no doubt,
definitely,
man.
Definitely.
God, we had to add,
yeah,
had
anybody
add
that hasn't heard his shit, man, like, he's on Spotify. If you just look up Magnolia to Tell Two Sides, you'll find his album and shit. And he's on, like, the Mac Lost Tapes, the Conversations joint he has with Mac is on Spotify. And the song he did with Silk, that's on there. So you can find him if you look for him and shit. And anybody listening to this, like, when his album's dropping and shit, you can see it on my social media. I'll be supporting it like a motherfucker, so.
Yeah, we about to push that line, man. So, yeah, I'm about to dip out myself, but I got to take care of some.
Yeah, yeah, I'm actually, I apologize if y'all heard, like, if y'all heard traffic in the background, I apologize. I'm babysitting my niece. My girl's in there watching her, so I had to step outside so I didn't, you know, you guys didn't hear no babies crying or anything like that, so. But yeah, man, I'm going to step out too, man. I appreciate you guys, and I'm back, man, so. You will be hearing from me again very soon. We got Bootleg and the Dayton family coming up soon, too.
Yes, sir.
So we're excited for that. I'm excited. I haven't talked to Bootleg in a while, man, so I'm excited to talk to him again. But, I can't remember the date. Is it like the 28th or something? I don't remember the date. It's on our social media and stuff. But, yeah, Bootleg and the Dayton family, I got him to come on the show. So, but, all right, y'all. Thanks again for letting me give Mac the floor tonight. Or Mac, for giving Sam the plug in the show tonight, man. And I appreciate you guys for always letting me do my thing on here and shit. So, but,
definitely.
Y'all have a good night. Y'all have a good holiday, man.
Once again, Matt. Pat, always great to have you on. Thank you again, Pat.
Man, anytime, man. Trust me, you'll be talking to me again very soon, man. So salute to you guys, man. Thanks again for everything, man.
Word.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Peace.
Rest in peace, Soldier Swim, by the way. Rest in peace, Magnolia Swim. Peace.
And y'all don't know, man. Tune in tomorrow night, man. We about to have DJ Sir Jinx in the building. Man, we knocking these numbers like dominoes, man. We crushing the competition right now. We put the crossface and the sharpshooter on the competition at the same time.
LeBron has been ejected
from the settlement. So, yeah, we all out here. See y'all tomorrow night.
Peace.